Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to the Fred Dreyer Show. That's right, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Fred, how are you doing this week? Hold on a second. There we go.
Salutes. I'm saluting the audience for joining in on us today.
You are? You're saluting?
Let me have a couple more of these.
Yeah, have some more of those. Could you a little bit? There you go. That's good.
All right. Yeah, that's good.
Fred, hold on. If you're going to do that, let me give you a little better shot here. We, of course, hold this thing on our YouTube channel at CRN. Now do it. That's good. Good. Okay, so we're here. We got a lot of things to talk about here on the show today. First off and foremost, Fred Dreyer, it is the holiday season. I like to say it like that.
It's another great Yuletide experience.
It's the holiday season. Have you been, I know it's Corey, our producer there, who's with us. Corey Marino, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me, as always.
Jeremy Dayton, our other producer. We have two producers on the show. He'll be around a little bit later in his Baltimore Raven report. Jeremy's been in a foul mood this week after last weekend's Baltimore Raven report. And you, Corey, you give the Denver Bronco report, and you've been happy here.
I have been quite happy.
However, I got to say, I think the better team is the Baltimore Ravens, but they have been losing, so we'll have to get into that.
They did play, and the Baltimore Ravens won like 41-10, so they definitely are the better team.
Yeah, that kid is so...
Which kid are you talking about?
He's so uneven. He's a great quarterback.
Yeah, he's a good. How come
Baltimore.
We got to, your
for
mic?
Baltimore.
Is, yeah, there you go.
Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, he's great, but he's not great when they need him to be great. Great.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson, as Keith Jackson would say.
That's right.
Lamar Jackson, oh boy!
Is he here?
No, Keith is no longer with us.
No longer.
You and I know. Fred, you and I know a lot of people that are no longer with us.
Gosh, but we should get a list.
I think Corey might have. Corey, all good. You're still here. Thank you. Some people have left.
Don't put that juju on me.
All right, I'm not. We're going to do it. You got your holiday shopping done?
Who, me?
You, yeah.
I've got maybe one and a half, two people to buy for.
Corey, are you all complete?
I'm trying to get all the people I need to buy for to give me their lists.
Them twice.
Yeah, Fred, I think the one person left is me, I think. Right, Fred?
No, actually. you're left, but I don't know what to get you. I think it may be a train set.
We'll take a break and sort through this and be right back with you. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
And now for Harmony Cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature golden age cheeses are a symphony of taste. From the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our portabella and chive Abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com.
Hey, listen to me. I'm one of the credit cards in your wallet. I'm about to explode and pop like a balloon. You're using me and my brothers way too much.
Your credit cards aren't the only ones annoyed. It's your paycheck that doesn't have enough to pay everything. Save your credit cards, your paycheck, and yourself a lot of P-A-I-N, pain. Call the debt helpline now, not tomorrow, right now. Our experts will show you how you can cut your interest rates and your payments on your credit cards in half. Credit card companies have special assistance programs designed to help you. Make this 100% free call right now and learn how you could get out of credit card debt. Here's the number.
800-474-2077. 800-474-2077. 800-474-2077. That's 800-474-2077. Paid for by Zero Debt.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. You saw him in Hunter. Hunter plays on about, I don't know, Corey Marino, our producer here. I'm Michael Horn. Corey, how many networks are streaming Hunter right now? It's on Peacock. I know it's on Tubi. It's on the Roku channel. It must be on about six or seven of them, right?
Yeah, all the free ones, which is cool. And then you can see it on the old channels, and they have some old things showing. So
great,
it's really nice.
It used to be that they would run it on YouTube.
It probably still is. I mean, every time we look, our listeners will let us know. Here's how you get in touch with us here. You got questions for Fred Dreyer, you email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com. So it's Fred. That's simple enough. F-R-E-D. That was a great name. Don't use Frederick. Just shorten it to Fred.
There we go.
Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y, and then add the E-R. It's Fred Dreyer at CRN, as in Competition Radio Network, CRNTalk, TALK.com. And we'll read the emails on the air if you have questions. Likewise, when we do this show, we also have a YouTube channel, CRN Digital Talk. Is that our YouTube channel, right?
That is 100%
our YouTube. Search it. And we live stream this on YouTube when we do the show, so you can check it out there on Facebook Live we're on. And we're on CRN Talk. You can check out the videos there as well. And so you can see Fred there. And you in the chat room, when we're on Facebook Live, you can give us some information. So if you know where Fred Dreyer's show is playing, and that, of course, is Hunter with Stephanie in there. She's a lovely. We need to get her back on the show, right?
Absolutely. She's a good guest, right?
Yeah, she's a great guest. Maybe for the holidays. Maybe at home with Fred and Stephanie.
We have to bring in a Christmas tree, though.
I agree, but I also think maybe we do like a playoff primer with Stephanie and Fred.
They do the
playoff picks, and we'll see the pro versus the Joe.
Wait, what do you mean by the pro versus the Joe?
The one who played the game, the pro, Fred, and the Joe would be Stephanie, who didn't play any of the games, and who wins the playoffs?
I want to play her part.
So we'll figure that out. It's going to be a fun show. Anyway, we do have a lot to talk about. And by the way, shout out to our flagship station, 790 KBC. Don't forget Saturdays at 6 p.m. in Los Angeles, where we're on. And we're on stations all around the country. Thanks to CRN Digital Talk Radio and the Sports Byline Network. We're on Sirius XM. You can check us out there on Sirius Channel 217, XM 203, and the app at Channel 967. So you can check out the show. Run a couple of times on the weekends. Now, we have a lot of stuff going on for you here. This last weekend, a lot of things coming down a little bit. Did you watch a lot of the football games, Fred, last week?
No, I didn't.
Any highlights?
No, I was out and about with
shopping.
I was doing some of that, and then I was preparing myself for
dinner. We had our big dinner
going out with Mike Horn and.
At the smokehouse.
Which smokehouse?
In Burbank. There's only one smokehouse. It's in a beautiful restaurant in Burbank. And Fred, of course, was wonderful. We had a nice dinner out there. But here, to help you out, Fred,
yeah.
We don't have the videos of any of the games, but Corey will describe to you what happened. So here's the deal. It was Houston playing Indianapolis, or Jacksonville, right? Jacksonville Jaguars, that's right. And so it was a rivalry game that was going on there and kind of set the stage for us there, Corey. If you will.
So it's an interdivisional game.
I think I said that. Yeah.
So it was a very, very
heated rivalry.
Yeah. They come in, they're playing well. Trevor Lawrence goes to throw. He rolls out, he goes into a slide position and gets forearmed in the face.
Oh, hey, all right.
He does that slide thing they do, you know, where they protect themselves. But what's his name? Aziz Al-Shaher comes in there and he gives him a forearm right to the head.
Forearm shiv, his head hits the forearm, then hits the ground, and he immediately got a concussion. You could see that he was knocked out on the field, and it was a dirty hit, but also there are ramifications because the way he slid, he kind of slid late, but did he slide late? There's all these things to talk about.
So Fred, you played for so many great years, and your league had less rules and maybe more strictly enforced, and now they've had all these new rules and everything. I mean, you've seen some tough tackles. Was this something that was, first off, I don't even think the quarterback slid in your day. They just kept running, didn't
sure they?
Sure
they did.
Oh, they did?
Absolutely.
Late hits, did they get penalized?
They knew what to do. The quarterback didn't have to be told by his coach or his teammates, hey, guess what? You know, when you cross the line of scrimmage, get ready to get hit. And that's what they do. They're getting ready to get hit. What's the best way to protect yourself? Get ready to be hit.
That's absolutely true. So what's happened here now, though, is there's been a suspension. First off, the coach there on Jacksonville or on Houston is defending his player. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
What's his name? Ryan's there?
D'Amico Ryan's. Yeah, he was the defensive coordinator for the 49ers couple years ago, and now he's the head coach for the Texans.
Everybody that played for the 49ers and the Rams are out all over the league, for God's sakes. Anyway, so Ryan's defends his player. I'm talking about Aziz Al-Shaher, says there's a lot of quarterbacks in this day and age try to take advantage of the rule where they slide late and you don't know what a guy is thinking. But the critics have gone nuts saying, what's this guy? Now they're upset with the coach on this deal. So The bottom line on this, Fred, is Trevor Lawrence has been put on a 4-week injured reserve list now due to that hit.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Is the coach off base by defending his guy, and or maybe should he just have shut up and not say anything?
I didn't actually see the hit. I personally did not see the hit. But I would think that if it's controversial, I would think that the coach would protect his players, but for the most part, it's self-evident what you have to do and what the results are. You prepare to get to slide. I know this for all the years that I was involved in that sport. At practice, I never saw the slide being practiced.
Oh, interesting!
I've never seen it being coached. I've never seen anything of the nature of what is necessary to protect yourself. And some quarterbacks, and we get Vinny in here one of these days, and he'll do the rundown on what is missing And there's a lot that's missing in the preparation of these players.
You've been talking about this for a long time. You're talking about training camp. You've mentioned that they're only there for like 3 weeks, four tops, and all of a sudden they're in the game. So you never know what team's going to rise to the top or not when the season starts, because it's still like they're doing practice.
Well, yeah, and they don't know what they're doing, and that's not me saying it. That's self-evident, again, as I say.
Well, and the crazy thing is, how long does it take to practice the slide? Like you said, maybe what, 3-4 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes in a at the end of a practice?
They usually break down. They send the different groups of players: halfbacks, running backs, tight ends, defensive tackles, quarterbacks, and the quarterback has to take the snap, roll out, and pretend he's being assaulted by the visiting defense, and it's like if you've seen baseball players hook slide,
right? Oh yeah,
that's what's necessary. You can't just stumble along and mock. You can't hit me, I'm going to drop down. These guys are professionals, and they should be able to know the best way to protect themselves.
Yeah, and so you're saying the best way to protect yourselves is to prepare for the hit.
The difference here is that the defender forearmed the quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, you can't do that.
The craziest thing is, I don't get how you don't practice this when you're paying the quarterbacks hundreds of millions of dollars.
Well, I'll tell you something, Mr. Marino. You'd be surprised at what's not coached at that level.
All right, let's take a break and find out. What are your thoughts on that? Get in our chat room there at Facebook Live and get us some live questions in here to Fred. You can email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Again, freddreyer@crntalk.com. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Fred Dreyer, Michael Horn, Corey Marino. We'll be back.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
And we're back here with the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn, Corey Marino, our producer, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the star of our show here on this every week. And so do we have a little more to add to that hit there at the Houston and Jacksonville Jaguars?
Corey just showed the hit to me. It's a pretty serious hit.
Yeah.
So, there's a couple of things that could be said on both sides. If you're a quarterback, and you're looking down the field at that's the guy you see coming toward you. There wasn't very many people coming at him different ways. This was a defensive player who was full speed, didn't let off, and that's the guy the quarterback has to pick up.
Yep.
When he goes around the left end.
Exactly.
And so. So, for the most part, are both guys guilty of not doing it right? Yes. But the emphasis goes, in this day and age, the emphasis goes on the defensive player, and he should be suspended. Now, whatever the time and duration is, that's to be decided.
Yeah, do we know what the suspension is?
Yeah, he was actually suspended for 3 games.
3 games. That's a serious one.
The controversy is that the quarterback had to be put on a 4-game
injury reserve. Yeah.
So should the guy hitting him be put on the same amount of games as the guy can't play? So extend it one more game from 3 to 4.
That's a different conversation.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, come on, you're at the end of the season here. It's like, you know, and Fred, and playing the game a little bit, you're saying the best way to do this, here you got a game, football. This is a game of hits and tackles, and it's all based on hits and decisions. You're saying you got to be prepared for it, and you should be practicing for this, and you guys are both, and I myself am agreeing with you. Nobody's preparing for this. They slide all the time. Late hits come in. People get a little upset. The game is out of control. Let's take it out on the quarterback and give him a smack.
Well, first of all, does anybody talk to the quarterback about what he was looking at?
I don't believe so.
Looking at as the ball carrier going down the field? You know you're going to be attacked.
Yep.
You know you're going to be hit. What are you looking at to help prepare yourself and to signal that you're going down? Well, that he's going too fast toward the end of the play to really come up with that decision. You know.
Yeah.
That brings something up, Fred. Should there be a rule that when you're going to slide now, you throw up a hand in the air to signal or anything like that?
Come on.
How can you signal? Because that's what they want to get rid of.
You signal by what your body language is.
Yes.
But that's subjective. That's the whole controversy is that you can't be subjective about body language. If you throw up your hand like a punt return while you're sliding and you get hit after that, that's all on defender.
A lot of penalties being called because this stuff is split second and it just happens.
Yeah,
so you got to be ready. It's football. You put a hand up there. The guy's going to have broken arms left and right. Quarterback's out for the season.
Oh, yeah, you can't have your quarterback throwing the hand up.
Hey, I'm going to slide, everybody. Or maybe hook a PA system. I'm sliding. You know, some guy comes crazy in there. You don't want to do that.
That's true.
All right. And Fred, are you ready? We got to get the report here on the Ravens. We got our other producer here, JD. Jeremy Dayton is going to talk to you a little bit about this. This was the Ravens. He's a big fan of the Ravens, and you yourself mentioned, Fred, they've got a great team, good team, good ball team, good ball club, and they lost 24-19 at the hands of the Philadelphia Eagles. What happened in that one, JD? Give us some background.
Oh man, what didn't happen? We started off hot. Mark Andrews had a Mandrews touchdown, And then we just started shooting ourselves in the foot like we have been and on all our losses. Justin Tucker missed an extra point on the first touchdown. Then he missed back-to-back field goals. Both of them would have given us the lead. Instead, it gave them the ball at midfield.
Right.
Just, I think the
Hold on a second. Who let the dogs out here? Let's get the okay. We got it under control. Let's see. Go ahead.
I almost said the Orioles.
Yeah.
But I feel like the Ravens have taken for granted how consistent Justin Tucker has been. For him to miss three kicks and all, not just momentum killers and drive busters, but giving them the ball at midfield, they acted like turnovers. Once we gave him that third opening after a missed kick, they went down and scored, and it was kind of history.
All right, so Fred, let me ask you. You played the game, and you know much more than we do about it. Missed kicks. You were in a Super Bowl. There was a missed kick there with Frank Corral at the 1969. Was it the Super Bowl?
No,
79. I'm sorry. That's right. I took 10 years off. We've been suffering a long time. And so what does it mean to the players when the kick goes down? Does it demoralize the team? Does it take the spirit away, or do you have to ramp it up some more?
It varies the longer you're deeper you're into the game.
Okay.
We scored first, and we missed the extra point first.
All right, so in this case of what Jeremy's talking about here, a couple of missed kicks you're talking about, right? Give up the ball.
First time he's ever had three in a game.
Three missed kicks in a game. And so that's got to work on the team somewhat. And I don't know, even though you say our guys are all great and wonderful, if a guy makes a mistake and does it three times, that's got to take something away from the edge of the team.
How far away?
It was a 47-yarder. Well, here's another thing. It was a 47-yarder and a 50-yarder, and obviously the extra point was 35 yards. But I feel like they feel like they can take liberties. Like Lamar took a bad sack that backed them up from an easy field goal to a 47-yard field goal. If he doesn't take that sack, You know, but I think they're so used to counting on Tucker to make even 50 and 60 yarders. He made a 66-yard game winner once in Detroit, obviously, that they maybe take more. They're more aggressive than they should be, and maybe that the offense has to learn how to take a little bit less risk when in scoring.
Okay, one other point here. We got a lot to cover here today, but there is a problem with the replacement. Give us this whole Deontay Johnson was suspended now. What's this all about? Give us the background here.
Well, at the draft deadline, we got him for basically nothing from Carolina. He was a problem child in Pittsburgh, and we might be seeing why now. Rashad Bateman, our number two receiver, got hurt this last game, and everybody was like, where's Deontay Johnson? People were like throwing Harbaugh under the bus. Oh, he must be in John Harbaugh's doghouse. He doesn't know how to coach. He holds grudges. He takes everything Everybody's pointing the finger everywhere else, but then it comes out today. Harbaugh was very cryptic in his post-game interview, why he wasn't there, on his Monday interview, why he wasn't in the game. He's like, I want to get all the facts before I say anything. Comes out today that Deontay Johnson.
Week.
Yeah, came out early, like midweek, that Deontay Johnson refused to go into the game against the Eagles, despite it being a golden opportunity for him in a contract year to show himself well. But he refused to go in the game, apparently. There hasn't been a lot of details other than that.
So, Fred, you ever have a player refuse to go into a game when asked by the coach?
Yeah, only once.
Oh, who was that?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, only once.
Say who it was, but the issue is. You can't, as a head coach, tolerate that. And as the captain of the team, you can't tolerate it. He should be removed from the field, sent home.
You know, this is Harbaugh. This is John Harbaugh. He's going to be a little steamed about this whole thing.
You would think. I mean, I assume he is, and they're going to handle it. But there's too much money. And there's too much autonomy with players saying, I'm not doing this, I'm not playing here, I don't like that coach. Remember the Raider coach their first year in Las Vegas? You know, they had players telling the coaches to F off. And they would put up with it for a while until John Gruden got involved in it and sent the guy home.
Yeah, and that's what you got to do. You, when you were at the Rams, didn't you have a center that had an injured thumb and thought he wasn't going to play? And you got
oh, that was a joke. That was Rich Saul who had a real bad thumb,
split thumb or something.
And
right?
And Jack Youngblood and I were in the training room. And Curlin, the doctor with the needle the size of his foot, decided, he says, okay, grab him. And so we grabbed him and didn't really know what we were doing until he turned around and behind his back he was holding this needle. It looked like a baseball bat. And so they jammed it in him, and he almost passed out, but he played the game.
And he played the game, right?
He played the game.
Oh, no.
So
that's
there,
that's a tough injury when you put a needle under your under your fingernail.
Oh, boy. Whew, and it was a pretty big needle, huh?
His butt size of a number two pencil.
Really?
Did he play the next game?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, my goodness.
That's football. You know,
it was football.
And here's the thing about injuries. I know we want to keep people safe and we don't want problems in football, but it seems like the more they try to protect the players, the more they're getting injured. Back in the day, you had concussions that went untreated in football games, and a lot of the former players suffering from that injury over there. Now they protect everybody left and right, and it seems like there's more injuries happening in the game than there ever were before. What do you think, Fred?
Well,
why?
Nobody's prepared when they come out of training camp.
Back to that again, right?
You must hit during training camp. You must team up and have half speed, full speed, complete team participation. To think you can play the sport for the duration of 20 games, which is about what it is now, 18, 19 games, you've got to be realistic about this. You can't just say, I don't care how much you guys don't want to do this, we're doing it, and go to the league office with it and start getting tough with players who are playing a tough game.
That's the only way to do it. And it's, again, preparation, not being done. It's, this whole show has been about preparation. Preparation to be ready for a slide and a late hit. Preparation to be ready to take hits in a game. Not being done. More injuries. Let's sign this guy for 180 mil. And the next thing you know, he's out for the whole season. It's crazy.
Yeah, just send him off. Just send him off the sideline. Tell these guys, we don't need to hear from you for a while.
All right, they have the advice of Fred Dreyer there. We'll give that to
Look, again, it's common sense. It's just flat out common sense.
Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. We'll be back.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation, cue finger guns. Really easy, super stress-free. 5G so fast, like blazing fast. Games and memes, you'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one, Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Was the holiday season at Total Wine & More. So many friends that you need to shop for. Gifts on their shelves are so easy to find. Just what you love for your loved ones in mind. Your father likes Pinot Noir, Cabernet for your sis. Champagne for a co-worker, never amiss. Now that's a low price, you'll shout out with glee when you shop Total Wine for them and for me.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Guys, it's finally here. Wendy's new salted caramel frosty. It's cold, salted, yet perfectly sweet, delicious, and it's at the top of Santa's Christmas list. What? Santa has a list too, you know. And he's a huge salted caramel frosty fan. Probably why he's so jolly all the time. The iconic frosty with a salted caramel twist? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Salted caramel frosty flavored with other natural flavors.
We're back. Fred Dreyer Show, coming to you each and every week at this time on your favorite radio station, also on Facebook Live, crntalk.com, Roku, where else? We're everywhere, aren't we? Sorry.
YouTube
channel. Thank you, Fred.
Yep.
You got it. Find out more. You can go to crntalk.com and search out the Fred Dreyer Show. There, get all the information. I'm Michael Horn. Fred Dreyer is here. Corey Marino, our producer. One other thought on last week's games, Fred. Your thoughts on the Bears. They could have had a great season. Coulda, woulda, shoulda. They almost could have tied the Detroit Lions, maybe one of the best teams in football for everybody's money. But they didn't call a timeout. What was that all about, Corey?
Yeah, so he has them
quarterback
in field,
of the Bears.
Yeah, Caleb Williams has them in field goal position. Takes a sack, loses 10 yards up to the 40-yard line with 30 seconds left, and tries to change the play. They could have called a timeout. They could have done a bunch of things. Got the coach fired. They end up losing the game on a throw.
Time ran out. He didn't call a timeout.
They ran one play with 30 seconds left and one timeout from their own 30.
Fred, have you seen this time and time again in your career? I mean, this coach got fired over this. It's like stupid.
Well, yeah, look, I mean, it's a blunder, not a blender. It's a blunder, and it's probably going to happen again and again in this league because they don't spend a lot of time at all with preparing themselves for in-game
situations.
Yeah, situational football. They just don't seem to put much emphasis on it, and it pays off, or I should say, it backfires on them during the games.
Quarterback's job is to keep an eye on the clock, right? Am I right? He's the boss on the field, right?
100%. And that's the craziest thing about this show. This whole show is about preparation, like you said. And none of these teams are prepared for the situational football, like you were just saying.
That's it. I think we should have a contest, give away some Preparation H to get people to remind preparation is the key to this. All right, let's go look at our chat room real quick. Fred, Rachel, and her daughter are tuned in here a little bit, listening to us here from Birmingham, Alabama.
Yep.
And we also have Nikki is out there in Nebraska. Jenny says, hello, guys, from Santa Maria. And she says, nice to see that the CRN has joined our Facebook fan page for Hunter. And you guys put a weekly reminder up that the show is on there today. Corey, have we done that? Is that what we've put together as a reminder on the Hunter TV show fan page? Is that correct?
Yeah, I guess we've joined the Facebook group that they did. Fred did a shout out a couple months ago to that Facebook group, and they do great things for the Hunter. Well, it's what was your little catchphrase, Fred?
Works for me, brother.
Works for me.
Martin is saying, hi, Fred. Hi, Mike. Hi, Corey. Good to see you, too. And then we got Paul out in Palm Springs wants to know your thoughts on Gene Upshaw and the collective bargaining agreement of 1993. Fred, what do you want to say
to
Paul?
25 years ago, there, Paul, and I think you can rest, take a nap, relax.
Take it easy. All right.
I was one year old.
Okay, so Joe Burrow, good quarterback, right? Cincinnati.
Very good quarterback.
The story is that he's now Batman. You know, they were selling these Batman cars. They had, about 13 of them, I think, something like that. Did they sell?
Did you see that old, the Batman?
The Batmobile.
The Batmobile, the one, the Dark Knight version, the one that looked like a little tank.
Yes, I did.
So they were selling 10 of them for $3 million.
Now, take it easy, Corey, because I don't want to get Fred upset, because Fred, I know you've been...
I know I had three or four of them picked out myself.
You've been crafting that Chrysler of yours into a Batmobile.
This weekend, we're going to take the fenders off and put the tires on.
Did you go to the pick your part and get a couple of things to kind of soup up the carburetor a little bit?
Right. Yeah. First of all, you go into the pick your nose place, and then you go to the pick your part.
That's good. So guess what? He paid $3 million for his Batmobile. People have too much money here in these football teams, I'm telling you. These are something else. By the way, the Bengals haven't been playing that great either. They had a chance to really make some. What are they, Corey? 2-4 when they score 33 points or more, but their defense has killed them, haven't they?
Killed them. They have scored 33 points in 6 games, and if you score 33 points in the NFL, you should be at least above 500, and they're 2-4. If they just held their opponents under 25 in any of those games, 8-4.
Fred, your thoughts. You were a defensive guy here. You know defense is the key. The team with a better defense, I say, usually has a better chance of winning. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, pretty much. But you have to score points, you know, and I would have loved to have had a team that had great offenses. We didn't have great offenses.
Right.
We had good offenses, and we had great defenses.
All right, one other story here. Interesting quirks of teammates. A guy named, on the Bills there, Mac Hollins, shows up barefoot, and that was a snowy 31-degree game, and apparently we got a doctor here on the CRN network, Dr. Jeff Barkey, and he says you should walk barefoot because it does ground you and makes your feet stronger. So this guy, he's got a couple of weird things. He's been kicked out of places that require shoes because he always shows up barefoot. And he says, people, it's funny, they look at me because shoes are definitely dirtier than feet, he said. And he's going with no shoes. He likes to have wild hair. He eats with his hands instead of utensils.
Wild hair?
Wild hair.
What is it?
The hair is out of control.
Not a rabbit.
Not a rabbit.
No, he doesn't have rabbits.
That's what I said. So, did you have anybody on your teams that kind of were marched to a different drum beat?
Well, our whole team did.
Yeah. Eating with his hands.
Well, he says he believes eating with utensils makes people soft. He doesn't eat anything that you can't eat with your hands, so he doesn't eat soup.
He doesn't eat soup.
No, because he doesn't want to. Like, of course, your hands are strong, but they can't hold hot soup.
I'd like to talk to him because I love soup.
Yeah. He says he can't eat it with your hands, and he says you shouldn't have that. Now let's get to some baseball news. We got a new rule that's being proposed by Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball, and this is the Corey. You explain this here. It's the golden at bat rule, and I want Fred's opinion on this one. Listen to this.
So Rob Manfred has floated around the idea to change baseball as we know it, and he wants to make the rule change that you choose one at bat in every game to send your best hitter to the plate, no matter where they are in the lineup.
So they can be playing the game. They could be the leadoff hitter, Shohei Ohtani from the Dodgers. You're up in the ninth inning. You're going to have this number 7 or number 8 batter up. You can bring Shohei back or get him off the bench and throw him in right there.
One time, like a challenge, like an NFL challenge. You can just put your best player against any pitcher one time in the game. What do you think, Fred?
Come on, I wish everybody had video. The look Fred's trying to digest
this. This is stupid enough on its face value.
I know.
But the fact that Rob Manfred, and
the
that's
commissioner.
Is the commissioner, right?
Yeah, apparently the other leagues talked about it, so he just brought it up.
Yeah, they all laughed and then sloughed it off to Rob.
Give it to Rob to mention.
And here we go.
We've got an idiot
making suggestions like this. If I were an owner, I'd stop, come down from my vacation, drive to his house, and punch him.
They're saying, like, in the World Series, the Yankees had their, 7, 8, 9 hitters coming up.
In the last inning
against Walker Buehler, and it would have been nice to bring up Juan Soto maybe again.
That takes all of the part out of the game.
You destroyed the integrity of the game.
Yeah.
Well, it's just being discussed, Fred. I'm glad we can pass along our comments.
Well, I mean, just it being mentioned is insane enough.
Okay, we got to talk about the newest Dodger, Fred. You got to talk about, you like this Blake Snell coming to the Dodgers here, a five-year, $180 million deal. They signed him up. Is this going to, you think they have enough pitchers? They got a lot of pitchers, but they're all on the injured list.
He's a proven pitcher no matter where he's pitched. He beats the Dodgers and plays very well against them. He was with the Giants last year. He's with
Padres.
Before that, was with the Pads.
Yeah, Tampa Bay.
And so now he's signed by the Dodgers, and I think it's the best for everyone.
Left-hander, free agency, first time a year ago, posted Major League Baseball leading 2.25 ERA, 234 strikeouts, 180 innings as a member of the Padres in 2023. He's got an average of 11.2 career strikeouts per nine innings. That's the highest in Major League Baseball history. I hope he stays healthy. That's the key.
Well, he usually has.
Yeah.
He has, and the crazy thing about this signing, Fred, is they want this to do, the Dodgers have been talking about doing a six-man rotation, maybe even a seven-man rotation.
Oh, bro, let's not get crazy now.
This whole last year we've been talking about how injured they get. If they play a game every week and a half, how can you get injured?
Look, back in the old days, they had a five-man rotation, but all the pitchers went at least eight or nine innings. Even Joe Mohler, who was not exactly the star pitcher on the Dodgers, I asked him once, he says, we were embarrassed if we didn't get into the eighth inning. Now they take them out after four innings. Let's get them out of there.
Oh, no, that's the new mentality of changing the sport and not telling people you're changing the sport.
Yeah, I think five-man rotation, but you got to get them out there and leave them on the mound, and then they burn their arms out, and pitchers now have one, two, or three Tommy John surgeries.
Well, the Dodgers had at one time more people hurt than they did ready to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's insane.
All right, Dodgers, Tommy Edman, I think the Cardinals should not have let this guy go. He did a good job for the Dodgers. They've signed him to a contract extension, five-year, $74 million deal.
The Dodgers did?
Yeah. He can play second base. He can play shortstop. He can play outfield, center field. This is a good acquisition.
That's a terrific signing.
Yeah, I think so, too.
What was the numbers?
It was five-year, $74 million.
Yeah.
Five years.
Julio Urias, remember he? Urias, the Dodger pitcher?
Yeah.
Well, he's still, I guess, suspended from baseball, but he can play in the, going to play maybe in the Mexican leagues.
Well, he hasn't slapped enough women down there.
Trevor Bauer, he's not suspended anymore. Is anybody going to pick him up? I mean, he played in Japan. He had a 2.76 ERA last year, 130 strikeouts, 130.2 innings pitch. He won an MVP award. Then he went to the Mexican Baseball League, a five-game deal to play down there, and he became a dominant force in Mexico. They never proved anything on this guy. Did the woman set him up or not? There never was any kind of a judgment on that. Am I right, Corey?
Yeah, she took the charges away, and then they ended up with a weird little settlement.
But his career's done.
I think he's getting blackballed. I think he's done.
I think he should be back in baseball. What do you think, Fred?
Well, look, I've always said it. Baseball is a private organization. They don't have to do anything that they don't want to do, and they'll never, ever sign Julio Urias again to a Major League Baseball contract.
There you have it from Fred Dreyer, the man who seems to know what's going on here a little bit. I'm ready for baseball season. Should we go to get our rooms for spring training? You want to go down to Arizona or Florida or something, hang out?
No,
and do a broadcast?
Not at all.
Okay. Forget I brought it up. We just got to leave that one alone a little bit. Now, when we come back, we're almost out of time here on the show, I'm telling you.
What happened to the time?
The time just flew by. I'll remind you all that you can follow Fred on X at Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. We do read the emails. When we come back, some quick pictures from the Hunter TV show. Pamela sent these in to us, and got some interesting things here. This is an episode we're going to show you from season one. How many seasons were there? Seven or eight seasons of Hunter?
There were seven original seasons.
And then there were the movies afterwards, right?
And then there were four or five movies.
Yeah. This is, I'm telling you, this will be, when we come back, we'll play them for you here. So stay with us. Thanks so much for joining us. Don't forget, email Fred, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. We'll be back.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
We're back here, the Fred Dreyer Show, coming to you on this radio station. Thanks for joining us. So our friend Pamela Johnson sent us a little episode here from the Hunter story with McCall and Hunter apprehending a sleazy murderer, a guy named Eldon Gavin. And he was played by a guy named Michael Basileon. But they're not happy to learn that he'll be granted immunity. By the way, with from President Joe Biden, I think, was going to be...
Joe and his son.
And his son, if he implicates the high bleacher man, mobster. And that was the Nate Damaris, who's the mobster in that whole story there. And we have, that's Richard Romani, I guess, that did this. And even worse, they're now assigned to guard this punk so he can testify. And, of course, in the cast is the great John Amos is there. We got him on the screen there for you as well, too. Captain Dolan there, and a guy named Alan Autry is in this show, and he's a former NFL player. Am I right, Fred Dreyer?
Yeah, Alan played a quarterback for a couple of teams during his short stint in the NFL, Green Bay being one of them.
Okay, and they're also one of the big stars of the Hunter series was Bosco, who was used as a canine unit dog. So
yeah, when they let Bosco out, mm-hmm. he was as kind and sweet as can be. When they put him in the car and shut the window on him, He was so pissed off.
It's the way we are, Fred, when they do that to us. Hey, yes. We have a get well wish to get out there a little bit. Corey, your dad just came back from the hospital on a little operation. What's going on there?
Yeah, thank you to everybody at City of Hope. And they did a successful lung surgery for take out a couple nodes. And thank you to Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater and everybody for the well wishes. And thank you to Fred as well.
Well, we wish George all the very best.
George Marino, we love you, man.
The holiday season is hopefully enough energy and family around him to really raise his spirits.
Will he be ready to suit up by Sunday for the games?
Oh, 100%. No joke. He was actually trying to go back to work today after getting released from the hospital.
Amazing guy.
There you go. That's what you need. That's what the Rams and the Raiders need.
Yeah, George, you got a good kid here in Corey. That's our show. If you missed anything, please log on to our website, thefreddryershow.com. Follow Fred on Twitter at Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
Well, Christmas is upon us, and it's going to get here fast, so be ready.
Thank you, Fred.
Be ready more than Lawrence.